Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. We're going to read the Suffer Well devotional series for today and then discuss it. This is called Death is Gain. And this is the 359th reading of this year's Suffer Well devotional series. We start off with a scripture in Ecclesiastes 8, verse 8. As no man can control the wind, so no one has power ever over the day of his death. In light of the reality of a world of rebellious mindsets and agendas are exposed. It is not just CNN, MSNBC, Fox, and the BBC, and your local news channels that become eradicated, filled with open and exposed, but also your fleshly lust for their news and views. Have you become addicted to their opinions and worldview? Or built your identity around their crises and procedures? To the contrary, you should be unaffected by global warming, Wall Street numbers, foreign affairs, liberal agendas, and all of the other seeming priorities and disasters. Are we saying that you should bury your head in the sand, ignore the things going on around you? Absolutely not. What we are saying is that you should take your rightful place in the authority over these things. Yahweh will make you the head and not the tail. If you pay attention to the commands of Yahweh, your mighty one, that I give you this day, and carefully follow them, you will always be at the top and never at the bottom. Deuteronomy 28, verse 13. Obey the Almighty and do not let fear of worldly turmoil rule your life. In the end of your days, it is already set. Nothing can change that. So instead of fear and crisis, you should find great joy in Yahweh's providence. It is all predestined, loved one. Ephesians 1 verse 4. Every aspect of life you live, as well as the end of that life, has been planned from the eternity past, all under the supernatural providence of Yahweh. Is there any wonder that Yeshua taught us that there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear? Because fear involves torment, but he who fears is not being made in has not been perfect in love. 1 John 4:18. The type of fear, paralyzing fear, dread, exposed a blatant lack of faith to Yahweh's sovereignty. Therefore, with Yahweh, there is nothing to fear. If you are afraid, confess it and let Yeshua and let Yahweh's love wash it all away. How can love cast away my fears? You might be thinking, love is patient, love is kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wrong. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whatever the truth wins in love. Never gives up, never loses faith. It is always hopeful, endures through every circumstance. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4-7. Yahweh is love, 1 John 4, verse 8. And love never fails. And if love never fails, then there should never simply, this is simply nothing to fear. The entirety of man's kingdom on earth is structured to replicate and reproduce fear, and all to one end, to inspire you to believe the lie. We will take care of you. We will keep your life safe. We will tell you truth. Just trust us. Trusting man is the curse, loved one. Jeremiah 17, verse 5. It's time to wake up. not to become more concerned about what is happening in the kingdom of the earth, but how you are responding to the kingdom within you. Luke 17, 21. It's time to place your trust in the dominion of Yahweh. His kingdom should dominate your center and intellect. From now on, tune into the news reports from the government of heaven and let the things of the world pass away. Death, removal of self's gain, is something you must die to the kingdom of the world. For you to live is the Messiah, and to die is to gain. Philippians 1:21. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a great timely message for a time we live in today, because so many people dictate their lives based on what they see on the news. They dictate their lives what they see in the news, and they let that control their lives. If our Creator predestined the time of our death, and we can change up, as it says, a wicked man shall die before his time. But if we stick to Yahweh's word, we will get what our Creator had for us. And he said his plan is for good and not disaster, to give us a future and give us a hope. So if he says we are going to die from this on this day, why are we worried about the news saying we're going to die from a virus on that day? Yes, we must live with wisdom as we go out in the world, but we must trust our Creator over trusting man. Too many people today sit at home watching their news, watching their radios, or listening to everything they hear in the news, confirmation after confirmation. And like it said today in a devotional, it said, the plan of man is to make people fear so much. The plan of Yahweh is to make people love so much. We have to understand this great difference. How often do you watch the news media? How often do you watch this? And I'm surrounded in my life by people all the time. It seems all they do, they get an A+ in their knowledge of what's on the news. They know everything being said by everybody on the news. Every sentence, every structure, what they're saying. This is happening here. They'll tell me there's body bags lined up outside hospitals and meat trucks because there's no room for all the dead that are dying in the hospitals. They'll tell me there's miles and miles of unemployment lines all over the world because people aren't making money because they're getting fired from the virus that is out there. They're telling me there's a shortage of ventilators in hospitals and waiting rooms are crowded in hospitals. And I'm crazy for not following what they say to do and wear a mask everywhere I go. And I see people in their cars by themselves with masks on. I see people walking their dogs on the street by themselves with masks on and all this stuff. And I think if these people weren't saying anything to me, since I'm not watching the news, I would have no idea this stuff was going on. Why? Because when I pass a hospital, I don't see waiting lines outside. Because when I go to the store, I see the stores full of people, not lines outside of government buildings full of people. Are they there? Yes. But you know what I also see? I see a whole bunch of organizations giving away food for free. They can't give it away enough. I would suggest to you, from my knowledge, from what I see, it's very difficult for people to go hungry in this country. I even see people, homeless people, that are overweight. Do you understand how much food is thrown away every single day? And you could even ask them, is food your issue? The homeless. Is getting food your issue? No, getting food is not the issue. There's many other issues, but food is not the issue. That's what I see. Opposition from the news. I passed many hospitals. I haven't seen one meat truck waiting for dead body bags and all this other things and all this. My heart goes out to those people that suffered from this current situation we're in with a virus, and it's a real thing. People are getting sick, but people have always gotten sick. People are dying, but people always died. We need to see what the scriptures say about these things, and that should be our news. That should be our news. I'm not being insensitive to those that believe this. But I look at it as an open opportunity to let people know, instead of fearing your life from living in the news, praise your life from listening to our Creator. Our Creator loves us. loves us so much. He doesn't want to instill the fear of man into us. You know, we have to understand Yahweh, you know, he wants our lives to be joyful. He says, this is the day we made. We should be at joy in it. I have family members that won't even let me in their house. They won't let me in a house because the virus is out there. And all these things going on. And then there are other people that are so worried about the virus and all this other stuff. But at the same time, they're doing every other thing unhealthy in their life because the news says it's okay to eat genetically modified food and unorganic food, and that's fine. So they go ahead and they do it. It's okay to drink unfiltered water, so they go ahead and do it. But if the news says, don't go outside because of the germs, they don't do it. If we only listened and obeyed our Creator the way we listen and obey the media today, it'd be a different world. Understand the love of our Creator first before anything. That replaces the fear of man. It says in Colossians 3 verses 1 and 2, since then you have been raised with Yeshua. Set your hearts on the things above where Yeshua is, seated at the right hand of Yahweh. Set your mind on the things above, not on the earthly things. Romans 12:2 says, do not be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So then you will be able to test and approve what Yahweh's will is and pleasing to the perfect will. The problem is we do not understand the difference between suffering and suffering well. And this is one of the reasons why I do this devotional. So we understand the difference. People ask me, if I'm going to suffer, why should I follow our Creator? Then the answer is because there's a difference between suffering and suffering well. And that difference is love. Revelations 2 verses 2, 5 says, I know your works, your labor and your endurance. And that you cannot tolerate evil. You have tested those who call themselves apostles and are not. You have found them to be liars. You also possess endurance and have tolerated many things because of my name. And have not grown weary. But I have this against you. You have abandoned the love you have at first. Remember then how far you have fallen. Repent and do the works you did at first. Otherwise I will come and remove the lampstand from the place unless you repent. We need to get this. Some of you are wondering why you don't love Yahweh like you used to. Because we're so engulfed in what's going on in the world today. It says in Jeremiah 2:32, does a young woman forget her jewelry, a bride, and her wedding ornaments? Yet people have forgotten the days without numbers. Proverbs 23 verse 26 says, my son, give me your heart and let your eyes delight in my ways. Do you thirst for our Creator? It says in Genesis 32:26, then the man said, let me go for it is daybreak. But Jacob replied, I will not let you go unless you bless me. Exodus 33:18 says, then Moses said, now show me your glory. Jeremiah 29:3 says, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. 1 Chronicles 22:19 says, now devote your heart and soul to seeking Yahweh. To seeking Yahweh. That's what we need to do. John 7:37 says, in the last and greatest day of the festival, Yeshua stood and said in a loud voice, let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. And 1 Chronicles sums it up all well and says in 16:11, seek Yahweh in his strength. Seek his face continually. Never stops. Never stop seeking Him. Never stop seeking a wonderful Creator. We have to fill our lives what's really important for us. We have to do it. All things have been created by our wonderful Creator for His good. It said in Deuteronomy 6:12, then take care, lest you not forget Yahweh, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. He warns us over and shows us over and over again. Over and over again. How blessed are those that observe his testimonials, who seek him with their heart. They also do no unrighteousness, and they will walk in his ways. We have to look at this. We have to get this. Love your Elohim with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. Matthew 22:23. Let's look at some practical examples. We've been looking at Fox's Books of Martyrs and Tortured for Christ and Voice of the Martyrs. Richard Wambroth, who was a man, a prisoner, in slavery and died, and tortured men around him, dying on a daily basis for many, many years just for preaching Christ. And there's people being persecuted all over the world today for the same reason, just to be reading their Bibles and to believing in our Creator or not believing what's on the news and anything else. And he says in one of his greatest quotes, Yahweh will judge us not according to how much we endured, but how much we could love. Yahweh disciplines us not to see where our breaking point is, but to show us the love of Yeshua, who died for us to show us these answers. That's what we have to get and understand. Loving one another is not enabling one another in our distrust of Yeshua. It's helping each other come closer to Him. Richard Rambaud said, consider as a sin any minute of our life spent on something other than saving souls for eternity from the world doomed to destruction. Wow. 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 If you consider that evil. We say, well, I'm a good man. I'd never killed somebody. But what about that? What about that? Consider it any minute spent on something other than finding a way to reach somebody with the words of our Creator. With our Creator. And people are going to look at you strange. People aren't going to understand. People are going to oppose you. But you don't care about that. It says here, if a Christian really believes that his neighbor will be tortured in all eternity in hell, he should try day and night to persuade him to repent and believe. How sad this doesn't happen. How sad that this doesn't happen. If we really believe these things about our neighbors, what about our own lives? If we believe these things about our own lives, that this was really going to be the result, why wouldn't we do everything possible? And when we look at the end results of our lives, why wouldn't we trust our Creator and rely on what our Creator says over anything? It says in Psalms 27:1, Yahweh is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yahweh is the stronghold of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When I walk into somebody's house I know and they're watching the news and they're scared to go outside without their mask and they're doing all these different things, even though they're ignoring all the other things. I say, do you trust Yahweh as much as you trust that mask? No, it's not a lack of faith to put on a mask. It's a lack of faith to fear that Yahweh can't protect you, whether you're wearing a mask or not. Understand, your life is not based on a piece of cloth between your mouth. Your life is based on a circumcised heart. Psalms 118 verse 6 says, Yahweh is with me. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? What can mere mortals do to me? It says in Genesis 1:20, as humans, we have to have dominion over the fish of the sea, fowl of the air, and every living organism. And every living organisms. But man has gotten it backwards today. People dying from these viruses and these diseases and everything else is just the same as if dogs and cats were walking around the streets, strangling men. How weird would that look? How weird would that look? It says we have to have dominion over these things. And the dominion does not lie in that we're bigger than them. Dominion doesn't lie in that we're smarter than them. Dominion lies in Yahweh's word that says we are to have dominion over these things. And dominion doesn't mean to necessarily destroy. It means to keep under control. It means to guide. It means to watch over. It means that we are in charge. But that's not what's happened today. These things have become in charge of us. 1 Peter 3:13 and 14 says, who is going to harm you if you eagerly do good? But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear their threats. Do not be frightened. Remember, the difference between suffering and suffering well. Tremendous difference between suffering and suffering well. Regardless, throughout all, we must trust our wonderful Creator. It says in Isaiah 54:4, do not be afraid. You will not be put to shame. Do not fear disgrace. You will not be humiliated. You will forget the shame of your youth and remember no more the reproach of your widowhood. 2 Timothy 1:12 says, for this reason I also suffer these things, that I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until this day. And Psalms 25 verse 3 says, no one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame, but shame will come on those who are treacherous without cause. We are called to be in awe of our wonderful Creator. Has he not commanded us to be strong and not courageous, to be strong and courageous, to not be trembled or dismayed? He is with us, Joshua 1:9. Joshua 1:9. Do not be dismayed. No word from Yahweh will ever fail. Luke 1:37, and you have to believe that. Job says, no purpose of yours can be thwarted. And Yeshua says and promises he will not leave us until he has done what he has promised. That future and his hope he raises for us. He is able to bless you abundantly, giving us all we need. And he does provide every single thing we need. And he calls us in Deuteronomy 30. And when you and your children return to Yahweh Elohim, obey him with all your heart and with all your soul, according to everything he has commanded us today. And then Yahweh, your Elohim, will restore your fortune and have compassion on you and gather you again from the nations where he has scattered you. Even if you have been banished from the most distant land under the heavens, from there, Yahweh, your Elohim, will gather you and bring you back. No matter how dark your life seems, no matter how bad it seems, no matter how lost it seems, trust in Yahweh with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Psalm 62:8 says, trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him. Yahweh is our refuge. Yahweh is our refuge. He comforts us in our troubles. He heals us. He's our rock. He's our refuge, our hiding place. He restores. We ride high above his wings and we hide under his wings. He takes care of us and protects us. Psalms 9 verse 10 says, and those who know you put your trust in you. For Yahweh, you have not forsaken those who seek you. That's where our confidence must remain. Though he slay me, I trust him. Though he slay me, I trust him. And the righteousness I live, I will stand firm on, because I know I'm following the words of our Creator. And sometimes we don't realize what he's doing in our lives. But he says, some things you won't realize now, but later you will understand. Just know that all things work for Yahweh and good, and those who love him and have been called according to his purpose. He says, trust me and I will provide for you. Seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you. Matthew 6:33. Trust him. Go to him. Pray to him every day. Let him show you how to stop watching the news and being a worrier, and start listening to his word and being a warrior, so we're not anxious for anything. For in everything we're confident, casting all our anxieties upon our wonderful Creator, knowing that he's already taken care of him, and coming to him with a complete thankful heart for doing all that thing. You see in Proverbs 12:25, it says, anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but a good word makes him glad. That word is the word of our Creator. That's it. That's it. When it says in the scripture, we can do all things through him who strengthens us. That's not a lie. By just speaking the words in Genesis, he was able to create the oceans, create the stars in the sky, and create everything. By just breathing into man, he was able to create life. At the foundations of everything, he was able to build everything. He can move mountains, part seas. There's nothing he can't do. So remember that. There's nothing he can't do. And all he wants us to do is ask and trust. That's what he wants to do. Come to me, all that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11:28-30. We need to let people know this. If your neighbor doesn't know what you believe in Scripture, something is wrong. If people close to you that spend time to you every day don't know that you believe in Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, you rely on him and you trust in him, you're doing something wrong in their lives. You must not just let them know. You must tell them they can have this too. They can have this too. I'm telling you, those of you that are sitting home watching the news, worrying about everything, it says clearly in the Scriptures, which of you can, by being anxious, can add a single hour to the span of your life? Matthew 6:27. Add a single hour. Yeshua says in John 14:27, peace I leave you, my peace I give you, not as of this world gives you, I give it to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Trust in Yahweh. Trust in Yahweh. Let him guide your paths. He will bless you. He will bless you. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Hebrews 11:1. This is what we must understand. Again, repent and believe in the good news, for the kingdom of Yahweh is near. Mark 1:15. Understand, again, there's a difference between suffering and suffering well. A tremendous difference. The enemy wants us to suffer. Yahweh wants us to suffer well. Tremendous difference. Live by faith, not by sight. Yahweh will answer you when you call. Be in prayer every day. Praise our wonderful Creator for his holy word that he's given us and the rest that he's given us and the faith that he's blessed us with. By hearing the word, and may this devotional bless you as you hear these words, and Yahweh be with you this day and always. Pray, praise, proclaim, read and repent, submit and rejoice in a wonderful Creator. And things like this devotional, people that he put in jail to be tortured, like Richard Rambereth, that can give us his experiences, all the experience of the Scriptures of the people that have proclaimed Yahweh, that have been persecuted, but suffered well. Praise Yah. Have a blessed day, everybody. Please share this with others. Yahweh be with you, and shalom, shalom.
And good morning. We're right at the top of the hour, about 2 minutes out, and we'll be right there, and we're going to be right back as we start up Wednesday. No, it's not Wednesday. Yes, it is Wednesday. I'm going to try to figure out what day it is. I think it's Wednesday. It's been Wednesday since I got up this morning, which was kind of early. But it's going to be prayer and share today right here at WCNO in Palm City, Florida. You are listening. And we're about a minute away from the top of the hour, and we'll be right back in just a couple minutes. Going to look into the Word of God and open up with a time of prayer. And then we're going to open our phone lines up this morning, looking for your calls. We're going to start the morning with a $10,000 matching fund challenge that come to us from our dear friends Jim and Julie. We'll be giving you some updates on where we are. God is helping us. We are we're doing really well. God is really helping us, and we're excited about that. And we still have a long ways to go, and encourage you to get involved today. Make plans right now to give us a call this morning. As we are looking to raise the operational budget for the next 6 months. And so right now we're at $65,239. I guess I have a couple seconds here to tell you that. We're at $65,239.